Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Coming up between 2 and 3, we've got Greg, our Mr. B-Man, coming in to talk about those little critters and all the great things they do. And between 1 and 2, we've got Soap Aid. We're going to be talking to Carol. It's a great project where they go around collecting soap from all the unused or partly used from hotels, motels, boil it all down and turn it into little soap pads, and they send it to the third world countries where they certainly don't have access to soap. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Paul. Now, Paul's with the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra. We've had Jan in a couple of times. Jan was being president for at least a couple of years down there, and she was telling us about how they were, the 2 years she was trying to rebuild the club. But now Paul took over as of, basically the 1st of July as the president. So we want to talk to Paul and find out a bit about what he's got planned up for the club for this year. But first of all, welcome, Paul.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Great to have you along, Paul. Now, you've just heard what I said. Jan said that she sort of saw it as a bit of a stabilising of the club and then starting to rebuild. So are you there for a year or 2 years?
I'm here for a year so far, but it probably will turn into two. That's the way it goes.
That often happens. So what do you see as the priorities for the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra, certainly in the immediate future?
Membership growth would be a wonderful thing if it happened to us.
Would be everywhere.
Coming out of COVID, things went very flat. And some of our members were getting on a bit. And Rotary clubs aren't something that the youth want to sort of join. So we've got to sort of up the excitement level and become relevant again.
One of the things, and I've spoken to a few people in both Rotary and Lions, one of the things they tell me is the young people, while they don't particularly want to come along and have a meal and sit down and just have a bit of a natter, that some of the young people are very interested in doing a project. So if you've got a project, they don't necessarily want to join Rotary for 10 years, 20 years. They're quite happy to come in, work on a project. Once they see that project's finished, they'll move on to something else.
I do agree with what you're saying, yes.
Yep. All right, so let's go back a bit. How long have you been a Rotarian so that the listeners know a little bit about you?
I only just looked the other day. It's been 22 years. I didn't know where that time went.
Goes fast when you're having fun.
Yeah.
What made you get involved with Rotary?
I'm actually a second-generation Rotarian. My dad was in the same club back in the late 70s.
Yep.
What made me get in the club? I think it was just we all need to give back to our community. It's just a bit of community service.
So you were brought up. Which club did your dad belong to?
Upper Yarra, same club.
Oh, it's Upper Yarra. So, that was going to be my next question. That 20 years, has it always been at the Upper Yarra?
Yes, it has, yes. Oh, yeah. I haven't gone far.
Well, some people do, don't they? They move around for their jobs or, they marry and move to other areas. And so some people go to 2 or 3 Rotary clubs.
Yeah.
And the same with Lions.
Mm. No, I've lived up in the Yarra Valley in my life. Where else would you want to live?
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, so we won't necessarily talk about your year just at this very moment. What do you think has been the greatest joy that you've had at a Rotary? Was there one particular project you, Paul, look back and think, I was rapt to be involved in that?
Generally, anything with the youth to see the spark come into to a young person's eyes, that you've added something to their life.
Yep. So with that in mind,
what project?
Would actually have the one where you look back and think, gee, I was really glad I could do that?
I have done a couple of overseas volunteer type sort of things, once in the Philippines and once in Cambodia.
And what were they doing, Paul?
The Philippines, we were in a few different areas, sort of feeding some of the community, buying different stuff for them. Yeah. And the Cambodia was via one of the local high schools where we escorted some students from Australian students along as well. And same sort of thing. There was a varied sort of drilling wells in little villages, building water filters, supplying seeds to another group. It's quite a wide sort of things going on.
Each of those, how long we were overseas?
I'm going to say just shy of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
On both occasions, about a 2 to 3 week period.
So when you took those students over with you, what sort of age group were they?
In the later secondary school years, so whatever that is.
Did you find that they were, in some ways, it was life-altering for those young people?
Absolutely. That's part of what was so rewarding, seeing our kids realise, you know, there's a lot of need in the world.
Yep.
And it wasn't just about where you can get your next iPod. An iPod, but what's an iPod? But, you know, the next sort of thing on your phone.
Game and that. In some of these countries, like, they struggle for food, they struggle for health, you know, getting decent medicine and going to see a doctor. And then, I mean, some of those people have to walk 4 hours to go and see a doctor, and then they get there and they can't see them. So a lot of our kids can't relate to that, can they?
Absolutely. But part of it, I can remember being on the bus and asking the kids to reflect back on what moved them the most. It was just brought a tear to your eye that you really saw our kids get it. It was awesome stuff. Yeah.
So some of those kids, you've changed their life, haven't you? Like, they will never forget that trip.
Absolutely. Some of them have gone back on adult type tours volunteering type things. I only saw one of the young girls the other day. She works up at the RSL in Yarra Junction. Yeah. And it's good to see them become adults and
because we can be very insular, and this is in no criticism of anybody, that we think the life we live is the same all the world over. But some of those places, they in their whole life, they never move out of their village, do they?
We live in the lucky country. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, we might all pick about politics, and we might argue about all sorts of stuff, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's not many of us that can't get to a doctor within a few days. I know there's waiting lists at hospitals, and I don't do political stuff, so we're not going to talk about that. But we can get to see people, whereas some of these places, they don't have a doctor.
No.
And if you get sick, you die.
I agree, yes.
So, all right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll start to talk about the actual, what Paul sees as priorities for the next year or so, and what the club's going to do in the community over the next year.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty, and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Teenage blue-eyed groupies will do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Oh,
yeah,
on the cover,
baby. 5 copies for my fellas. I see my smile.
And that was Dr. Hook, all the story about the cover of the Rolling Stones, which for the younger audience was a magazine that was brought out all about the rock scene a few years ago. Now I'm talking to Paul from the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra. Paul, what do you say? Do you have any major project this year that you'd like to see implemented?
There's nothing really big, I'd say. We always have, every year we send a bunch of our local primary school kids down to the Portsea camp.
Yep.
And it's something we've been doing for 30-odd years, I believe. We have about 10 primary schools in our sort of catchment area.
Yep.
We hire a bus or grab a bus and we take them down. Last couple of years it's been me, I drive the bus down.
And how long do they stay there?
They're down there for a week.
Yep.
So the last one we just had to go down and we had four. Sometimes we might have six or seven or eight. It just depends on... the principals have to nominate one of their students that's worthy for whatever reason. We're not to judge.
Yep.
But they go down as strangers, but they come back singing songs as friends. It's just wonderful to see. Yep. So a lot of some kids in our area, we have a very low demographic up in the in the Upper Yarra area, so the kids aren't afforded that luxury to have these sort of camps.
Some of them, if it wasn't for that... Have you ever been down and worked at the camp yourself?
No, but we do go down a bit earlier and we go down and...
Do Rotary still have a... Because I know for a couple of years I went down on a Saturday and you could stay Saturday night and come home Sunday and we painted and we did all sorts of stuff. Do they still have those working bees down there?
I'm not quite sure. Again, after COVID times, they had troubles, the whole management committee.
Yep.
It's now up and running again. There's a bit of a shadow cast across it whether it was going to continue. But,
because the developers keep on eyeing that property.
What a beautiful spot it's in.
It's not a million, it's mega millions to buy that place.
Yeah. Well, I went down there as a Cub Scout back in the day. I remember camping down in those blue stone sort of...
Buildings,
yeah. Those sort of buildings, and so fond memories. But... Yeah. No, it's pretty good. So
you don't have some sort of standout program this year that you, whether it be here or overseas, that you particularly want to raise money for?
Nothing new that's on the drawing board, no. Yeah. But, look, we're a big supporter of Wheelchair for Kids.
And we've got them coming in about 3 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Russell to have a talk to us.
Oh, Russell Hayes.
Yeah. He'll be in.
Yeah. And we've done those sort of events. We've run one of those up at the Yarra Junction Primary School. It was a great event where the kids go home with a form and their parents and friends sponsor them to have a relay race with the wheelchair.
Yep.
Russell's going to say the same thing.
Yep.
But
we've had Russell in before.
Yeah.
But I know they've run one down at Lilydale, or there's one coming up at Lilydale, so we want to talk to him about that as well.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Other projects, we just recently sponsored a young student to do a sort of leadership-type seminar down towards Phillip Island,
I think it was.
Yes, and with Ryla, it's called.
Yep.
Rotary has all these acronyms.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got to tell the listeners what that stands for.
Rotary Youth
Young
Leadership.
Leaders.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. I forget what they are after a while. Yeah, there's so many. But so because we have a secondary school, again, up in our catchment area, over the years, we've done a lot of leadership-type programs at sort of the lower year levels and the higher ones like the Ryla. Yeah, it's really good.
And a lot of those projects or programs, when the young people, that completely changes them. Like they can start off being very nervous and shy and some of those really bring them out. Have you ever sent an exchange student overseas?
We have. Not for a few years. Again, COVID again.
Yep.
The working with children's laws have all changed a bit too. So it's as if youth lead of... youth exchange is off the table.
Yep.
We've had a couple of good experiences. We had one young girl come back who was our inbound student from Taiwan. She came back. She was with the club 10 years ago and she came back for a visit. And we recently had another older lady. She was an inbound student from Japan 30 years ago and she came back and visited us. And she's now a teacher, actually. But...
And that probably changed their lives, the trip out here.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
The outbound students, we lose touch with them a little bit after a while.
It's a bit sad because some of those would have really interesting stories.
Yes. One of them I do know quite well. I'm very good friends with the parents.
Yep.
So...
changed their life, male or female?
Female has changed her life. She was always going to rock the world anyway.
Was she?
She is. I won't go anymore.
No.
Don't get too personal.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be back with more. From Upper Yarra Rotary Club. Now, I'm just going to broach on another subject, which it's a bit early, and I know I've got someone from the Wandon Club coming in towards the end of the year, but there's a big Wandon car show, and I think it's back now to 4 months. I think it's November, December, February and March, am I right? Because not on in January. So, and I believe your club gets involved with that to help out there too.
Yes, about three or four of us go down every show and help out in the gate.
Yep. I've seen Jan, your ex-president down there.
Yep. I love it. So I go down with my old truck and I get first position on the oval because I'm a volunteer.
You're first there, eh?
And then park up the front, and then after I've do my stint, I'll then have a good wander around.
Yep.
And I don't really look at the cars much because I'm just talking to everybody that you know.
There's some really expensive cars get there, and some really, like, I've been there when the major oval's full and there's three quarters of the next oval's full.
Mm.
So they get a lot of cars.
Yeah, it's
there.
A great event, yeah.
So that's coming up. You haven't got a date for that yet, have you?
No, I haven't got dates. We'll be there.
I just
make the time and, yeah.
I know they'll be there in I'm sure it's November, December, because I know they don't do it in January, so I think it's February, March. But
yeah.
We shall tell the listeners more about that because it's a cheap night out. It's only a gold coin donation if you haven't got a car to show, and I think it's $10 if you've got a car.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that. All right, so... pardon me. So, Paul, the other thing, I guess, that particularly if people are listening and they want to find out more about Rotary. So if people get their pad and paper, as I often say, by about 5 to 1, and we will Paul will give you some contact details for you to look up more about the Rotary Club. But I guess, like all organisations, whether it be Rotary, whether it be Lions, I've got to keep mentioning Lions because we're on their property here. They actually own this property the radio station's on, plus their op shop there and their hall. But they're all struggling for members. So do you have any particular plan how to get members, or if people are listening, just ask them to get in contact?
No, there is no specific plan. We've just got to ramp up a bit more of our social media, which we've let fall beside the wayside a little bit.
Because you need people, too, that understand the social media, too, don't you, to be able to do it?
Well, we can do it. It's just a matter of finding the time. I still work full time.
Yep.
Well, as much as I can, given my age. I'm not that old yet, I suppose, but... but we have a good crew, and we have a good night out. We don't meet every week. We only meet fortnightly.
Tell me, because I was talking to someone only last night. When you moved from weekly to fortnightly, did you find that you lost people, you gained people, or no, nothing different?
No real discernible sort of difference at all.
All right, so why did you go from weekly to fortnightly?
Just the pressure to be every week. There probably were more people working at that point in time in the club, but we sort of stayed with it so it doesn't become a burden to have a weekly meeting. Cost was a factor as well. We were going out for a meal. These days we only self-cater, so we take it in turns and putting on a very simple meal, and... it's just $10 a head if you're not providing that meal.
Yeah.
So just some soup or something like that, or a simple casserole.
Because it can get expensive weekly.
Yeah, we were out at one of the local hotels, and we were at the Wirree Lake Hotel for many years. It burnt down. I'm going way back. And then we sort of started to shift around. But there wasn't too many venues open on a week night.
Yep.
That wasn't a pub.
Yep. And you need a room, so that
a separate room.
If you want to get a speaker. Yep.
That's right. And sometimes we might be talking about some sensitive issues anyway within the community that need our help. Yep. You don't want to be in a total public sort of forum. So we're mindful of that.
Yep.
Yeah. These days we meet at the CFA room in Yarra Junction.
Yep. And so when you say you only have a small meal, is it everybody takes along a bit to share, or does two or three people do a particular night, or how does your catering work?
It might be one person might put something together.
Right.
There might be one or two people might contribute to it.
Yep.
Yes, it varies.
Yep.
Well,
it does keep the cost down. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more.
How about that, hey? Thank you, Sharon. I love you, and I'll see you soon. And I will see you next year. Thank you for being there.
Get the vibe right. Tennis skirt, shot, take it, hit the line, nice. Hey, I know that you feel it from the eyesight. We can take it slower, let the ice slide. Hey, take a smoke break, I say it's high time. Fingers smooth on the glass, gripping white wine. I'm trying to get into your mind, trying to make it there tonight. Pulling up in my ride, it's time I'm filling up, I'm almost there. Dutch courage necessary, trust me, I just need it till my organs fail. Couple back and forths with a message, I can call it there. Confidence is building, are you on your way, all over well? I prefer to show the tell, while the silence bodes well. One more, then the feeling swells. I like
taking on an adventure. Keep it cryptic, well, just listen, I'm in the Uber. I'm on my way, I just bust Chippendale. Had to turn to speak more practically. Your flatmates are watching Kelly, yeah, you know that's a catastrophe. It's late night, I'm in my feelings, so I tend to speak enamoredly. If it's too soon or something, listen, I can pack and leave. But I'm backing me, more bets from the bubble. You know that nothing's the trouble. I know that hot girl summer is coming, but baby, winter is here, and I feel I know that that someone is coming tonight. Hey, I'm just trying to get the vibe right. Tennis skirt shot, take a hit the line, nice. Hey, I know that you feel it from the eyesight. We can take it slower, let the ice slide. Hey, take a smoke break, I say it's high time. Finger smooth on the glass, gripping white wine. I'm trying to get into your mind, trying to make it there tonight. Pulling up in my ride, it's time I, hey.
If you ask me, it just seems lacking somehow.
Well, this flower is my soul, but it's not half of what I owe. I should give you every rose that ever grew, but take this one here for a start, and you can keep it in your heart. I have everything I need because of
talking to Paul, and we've been talking about and still talking about what the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra have up to and what they've got planned for this year. Paul, you mentioned along and really early in the interview that your father was a Rotarian at Upper Yarra, I presume?
Yeah.
He was there the whole time? All these years you was at Upper Yarra?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
What, as a young person growing up, can you remember was the program that really hit you? Because your dad would have come home, because we all do, and talk about different programs we're involved in. Can you remember one particular program that he sort of, when he told you about it, you thought, man, that's one of the reasons I really want to be a Rotarian?
There wasn't any standout program as such. But in saying that, we had a business locally, and The Rotary Club then had a caravan that the Mothers Club or the football club could borrow and use as their stall.
Yep.
So it very often fell onto me on a Saturday morning to jump in the truck I still have now, which,
yep. yep.
And tow that caravan from the Shire yard.
Yep.
And put it somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, within a 10-kilometre sort of radius of where we were. And it was just a connection with other community problems. Things. I wasn't so much a part of the football club and things like that.
Right.
So it was just connections along those lines. They did a lot socially too back then.
Yeah.
Because it was a much bigger club then. It was 30-plus
When members. You say social, what are you talking about? Nights out together or they did projects together?
Picnic-type things. And I've got black and white pictures of the members then building the playground in Yarra Junction. And so, and we've continued on, even in my time, building that whole playground.
Yeah. Because as you travel around, particularly in the country and around the city also, but particularly in the country, like you'll often go into a place and there's either sort of over the barbecues or there's a rotunda or something, and a lot of them have been built by Rotary over the years.
Yeah.
They've paid for them and actually did a lot of work themselves.
Yeah.
Probably one of the things, and I'm not having a go at anybody here, but probably one of the things that Lions and Rotary both did was a lot of hands-on programs. But I think OH&S has killed a bit of that because there are so many hoops I guess a lot of presidents and that are a bit worried about how much they about how much work would be to get it compliant, isn't it?
You're right. The rotundas, I can think of two rotundas that we've built that are still standing.
Can you?
Over the years, not in my time.
Yep.
But you're dead right, yeah. The last playground involvement that we had with the Shire was vandals got in and actually torched it. And with the insurance money, because our labour was going to build the next from the flames,
yep.
effectively, we were able to buy more equipment because there was no labour content.
Oh,
and so it actually grew a bit bigger than what it was before. And that has happened over the years with this playground that's in Yarra Junction.
Yeah. because a lot of, particularly in the country, I notice that, because they're often attached, the reason I know, because they're attached to the public toilet. So when you stop in the country to go to the loo, very often you'll walk past one of these things that have been built by one of the clubs.
That Rotary wheel, it's out there everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very, they say it's one of the best recognised symbols of any organisation.
Okay.
You know, I've heard that said. And it's not a Rotarian that told me that. It was somebody outside Rotary that told me. So where's your nearest Rotary club to yours?
We have Wandon.
Yep.
Just down the Warburton High or Healesville. So we work a bit with Wandon as
I'm just gonna ask
car
you
show.
What and do you do anything with Healesville?
We have over the years, not of late, again, COVID times.
Yep.
We used to have a tongue in cheek debate every year with Healesville, my valley's better than your valley, or red wine's better than white wine.
Well, they're usually pretty good at knowing that.
And was an interesting one. Should women join Rotary? It was all tongue in cheek. There's never a winner, oddly enough.
Wasn't it?
It was just great socially, and we'd raise a bit of money, and we put it back in their pocket, sort of.
Right.
Thing.
You've just. I'm just going to touch a subject which is probably a bit of Well, it could be a trap, but I'm not trying to lay a trap. Were you in Rotary when they first proposed women to come in?
No, I was still probably very, very young then, still chasing my own lady.
yep.
But,
because I was, and there was a huge backlash from some of the members. They said that when the women come in, I'm going to leave this club. I won't be here a week after. Well, the women, we voted, we brought the women in, and they still kept coming.
Yeah. No, we're 50% women and female, but we've had a few female presidents as well. My wife's been a president one stage.
Jan's been a president.
She's not my wife. so it's good. I think the women are very detail-orientated as opposed to, like you were just touching on, the men, we're very practical-type project.
Yep.
Yes.
And women at a group like that tend to lower the testosterone or whatever it is and keep things a bit on a bit better level, don't they?
I hear what you're saying. I'm not going to admit to anything, but yes, you're right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Talking to Paul, and we've been talking about the upper or the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra. Paul, we've still got a couple more minutes before we do. Have you got anything else that you would like to appeal to people who may be interested in or having listened to this think, well, yeah, maybe Rotary's for me? What would you say to them? Not necessarily the contacts. What would you say to them why they should? You try and convince me why I should join Rotary.
Well, I feel just if there's something in your being that wants to do something for the community, where we tend to sometimes be advocates of certain projects that now, not so much hands-on, but if you just want to make a bit of difference in the world with that are really impactful, the polio, that's such a huge project across the world. It's been running for 25, 30 years, something. And it's nearly done, but that's huge. But if you've got something that you feel a need, the trip to the Philippines was born out of one of our members married a Filipino lady, and so he really had contact with the need over in the Philippines. So we got ourselves together, we hooked in other things here, we sent a container load of bits and pieces across to different schools.
And also the other thing too, Eradicate Polio came out of one man up in Queensland.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What was his name? Clem Renouf.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Clem Renouf. I think you'll find he had this vision. He saw children overseas because we were immunising. Well, I was immunised when I was at school and probably you were too.
Yeah.
And he saw children over there that were lying on the ground and that because they didn't have facilities to look after them. And I'm sure it was a guy named Clem Renouf out of Queensland somewhere that said, this is not good enough, we could do something about this, and he set about to do it. And he, because with the worldwide contacts of Rotary, was able to do it.
Mm.
So I guess there's that. And, of course, the other thing that, that we haven't discussed is the friendship that, that you make with people.
Yeah. Well, the friendship can go across the world too.
Yep.
When we have visited other clubs in the, in other countries,
yep,
they've come back to here and, you know, the door's open.
Yep.
It's beautiful. It really is. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
And one of the things too, and particularly if you're a businessman travelling overseas, if you're in a country where you don't know many people other than the why you've gone there to for work, all of a sudden we've had people at our club that come for a month because they're out here and all of a sudden they're with like-minded people. They're not just sitting around a pub hoping that they might see somebody that or might talk to someone that's got like interests. All of a sudden they've got someone that has certainly got like interests. Mm. So there's a really a big friendship worldwide.
Mm, I do agree, yeah.
And we've got... And we haven't touched on one of Jan's favourite projects, which was is Disaster Aid, and that's now they're talking about water to... fresh water to every child in the world.
Yes, we've actually... Jan just got just completed a project where of the clubs in our cluster, about 10 clubs, we've all contributed to a water filter system that's going into some remote village in the Philippines. Yep. So...
And the beauty of that is it doesn't only give a family fresh water with this system, it gives the whole village fresh water.
It gives the village, correct, yes.
And I can't imagine how sick you'd get if you're drinking dirty water day in, day out.
No, I do agree. The when we're in Cambodia, there's some nasty chemicals running through the rivers. They've got to go down to get to cleaner water to... Yeah.
And I heard over in one or two of the countries, I don't know how true this is, some of the crooks were actually poisoning the wells, and so people were going down thinking they were getting fresh water.
Wow.
And they were getting poisoned water.
Mm.
You can't trust some of these countries overseas.
Well, no. There is that element all the time, you're right. Yeah.
Whereas with this other system, it's purified and it's in a particular spot, you're not... out in the middle of nowhere and people look after it. And I believe that they only need to change the filters once every 10 years or something. And if you go on this one project, you can go on for many years.
Yeah.
So Rotary can do a lot. But you're supposed to be telling me how to join, why I want to join Rotary.
Yeah. I don't know. If you want to do something, if you feel that need that, well... It's a case of the young people these days, it's like everything should be handed to them on a silver platter. Yep. It's not. We've got to be thankful that we've got live in this country. There are still holes in the system, and that's why we're here.
Yep.
So we're just filling those holes.
And one of the things that I remember reading a report years and years and years ago, that no government could ever pay to replace volunteers. The volunteers do that much work. No country in the world could pay the volunteers.
Mm.
So that means all the things that the volunteers are doing would go undone.
Mm. You're right. And you're looking for the sale. I'm not the biggest salesman in the world, but it's just a case of we just have fun doing what we do.
Yeah.
And,
And when you volunteer, generally you get more out than what you put in, out of satisfaction, friendship, and a good laugh.
Yeah, for sure.
Righto. So, you got us a bit excited now. How are we going to find out more about the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra?
Our email address is Rotary Club of Upper Yarra, all one word, at gmail.com.
At
gmail.com.
.com. So, that's Rotary Club Upper Yarra.
Rotary Club of Upper Yarra.
Of Upper Yarra.
All one word, all lowercase, of course.
Yeah, at gmail.com.
.com.
Yep.
We do run a Facebook page and an Instagram page. They will get better.
All right, so how do we find the Facebook page? What do we look up there? Is that Rotary Club
of Upper Yarra? Rotary Club of Upper Yarra, yeah.
Upper Yarra, same thing.
Yep.
And Instagram's the same?
Same thing, yeah. So.
Sounds like you need...
Google will find it.
Sounds like you need... When you say we'll get better, sounds like you need a young person to come in and upgrade the system for you.
Well, I've just got to spend the time, and so it does my head in sometimes, but I look after the Facebook at this point in time. I've got to spread the load a bit. and the Instagram, one of our other members looks after the Instagram, even though they're not quite linked together yet. It's,
yep.
There's other reasons for that.
Yep.
But we will link them, so...
And I guess if somebody's listening, and see, one of the things that I talk about a lot is that a person can have a lot of skills and be in quite high jobs, but when they retire, that skill is lost. So, and I'm thinking of builders and, you know, different things like that.
Mm.
There's, or there could be somebody that's been really computer literate. They may very well be interested in doing something for Facebook page for you too.
Sounds good.
All right.
Contact me.
Give us the contact details again, Paul.
Rotary Club of Upper Yarra.
Yep.
At gmail.com.
.com. Yeah. And that's all one word. Rotary Club of Upper Yarra at gmail.com.
Yep.
All one word. I guess Google Facebook. Not necessarily Google Facebook.
Well, you can Google Facebook there.
When you get on Facebook, if you just type in up on the left hand side there, the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra, I'm sure it'll come up.
And, it will,
And you'll be able to find some. Paul, it's been a pleasure to have you in. I hope that the next year is a real success for you. We can't do without service clubs such as Rotary Lions and all the different clubs that are around. The only way these groups are going to exist is for people to join them. You will get more out of... Rotary or any of these service clubs and what you put into it. It's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of like-minded people and you can meet people overseas and have a good time.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for having me.
Not a problem. If I convince you, you should join Rotary.
I'll join.
If I've convinced you, we'll convince some others. All right. Coming up, of course, is the 1 o'clock news. Following straight after that, we'll have the weather and then we'll be talking to Carol from Soap Aid, another great project, and we'll learn all about what they do, how they do and why they do it all in the next hour. And then between 2 and 3, we'll have Greg, our Mr. B-man, in and he'll tell us what these little critters are up, because so many people for so many years tried to kill these bees and we realise now if we keep doing that, we won't have any food.